Selling your car doesn't have to mean haggling with strangers or pretending to be a car connoisseur. Simply sell your car the motorway way. It's the new sell your car from home way. All while car dealers compete to give you the best price way. It's the you could get up to £1,000 more way. This is the new way to sell your car. This is the motorway. Sell your car at motorway.co.uk. For price and claim verification, visit motorway.co.uk.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 Fang bonus podcast.
Ooh.
Loads of cash up for grabs.
Wow. Really? Yes. Is there 30% extra or
yes.
something?
No. Right. No. There's no cash either.
Okay.
Oh.
It's just a bonus with no fresh material.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. It's hard to see where the bonus comes in.
Right.
Like one
right.
of those repackaged, you know, episodes of a TV show where they haven't got anything new.
Yeah. No, Sue, Sunta, it's not like one of those.
Oh. It's
precisely that.
It's basically cold curry.
Yes, yes, exactly right. But they are unheard on a podcast.
Right.
But yes, but if you've listened to the show, yes, essentially it's cold curry, Gav. You're absolutely right.
Okay, cool.
With sort of rice that's like sort of air rifle pellets.
And that quite nice bit of stale naan.
Yes. Yeah.
Quite nice.
I quite like stale naan.
I like
naan.
It.
There's
chewy.
A bit of stale
it's
naan.
Chewy,
no,
yeah.
There's none of that. There's nothing as nice as stale naan, I'm afraid. All the best bits have already been in podcasts. So really, that's it. Coming up, more of your DIY dodges and bodges. Oh, lordy, they've reheated St. Martin's hot taps. We've got another top 10. Get ready, play your carbs right. And Gav has a record-breaking aviator in the long, dark tunnel that is his heroic little slot.
Radio X.
Really dreary weather, impossible to dress for. Do you know, I've got very little hair,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I have, even on top, I'm slightly frizzy. I
right.
can't wait. No, I've got a slight frizz going on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I can't do anything with it.
No.
That damp, warm weather that
yes,
makes it go frizzy.
It's just, I've got a little bit, I just caught my reflection in the lift and I suddenly thought, God, I look just like a tennis ball. Like a sort of tennis, when tennis balls get a bit wet,
yeah.
Or that tennis ball a dog's had that you dry out on a radiator. That's it. I've got hair like a tennis ball drying on a radiator after a bulldog's had it. This is the. Sorry, am I drumming my own punchlines in there? I'm here all week.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not every day we can do this, right?
Mm.
But on today's show, we welcome a new friend, yeah, to the regular. I suppose, fashion slot,
mm-hmm.
fashion trends.
Okay.
But it literally is the last sort of throwback to, do you remember the clothes show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
Jeff Banks.
Exactly, but it ended, didn't it?
Mm. Right, yes.
Yes. And why did it end?
Why?
Because it was terrible.
Well, there's that.
Because it was out of date, I think.
It was out of date even at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, as it like, started.
It, as
yeah.
it was on. It yes. was quite bizarre. it was like they just had filmed the show, they'd made the catwalk as people left the church in songs of praise. You know what I mean? It was that kind
it
of
did.
Fashion. Anyway,
it
ladies
did.
And gentlemen, what am I doing criticising an old BBC awful show when we've got the glories of Trouser Talk.
Trouser Talk.
Trouser Talk.
Trouser Talk.
Nice.
I was going to slide.
Yeah.
I was going to slide. Oh, Victor, he hates it when it doesn't go well. Sorry, hang on a second. What's wrong? Oh, yeah, sorry.
He's like that drum teacher. He's like that drum teacher in the
film.
We
will have our song.
Whiplash.
Well, okay, stop it.
It's like Whiplash in here.
Are you dragging?
He's throwing stuff at us.
Are you dragging or rushing?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for Trouser Talk. It's going to be done. Trouser Talk. Be back down there. Trouser Talk.
Trouser Talk.
Trouser Talk.
Better. Nice.
Much better.
He looks much happier now.
Looks
like,
he does,
sorry
yep.
about that. Really, really cheesed him off.
Yep.
Okay, the new trouser are welcome. It's made by Peter Christian.
Peter now, Christian?
Now, weirdly, I needed some grey flannels in a hurry.
Oh, yeah? You were in an emergency flannel
yes.
you needed?
Yes, yes. I needed some.
Wow.
No, because my own had got I've obviously shrunk.
Okay.
And they're just really tight on the thigh. So I sent off.
Yeah.
I just put grey flannels. I didn't check the name. And when they arrived, I thought, oh, my God. I've bought some Peter Christians.
Really?
You thought to yourself, hello.
Hello.
I thought, hello, says I.
These are Peter Christians.
No, do you know what's coming? The crutch was so long in
them. Oh, really?
Normally in that, you can sort of wear them a bit down, but you had to wear them up.
Up near your pecs.
No, it was up near my stomach button. And then it left me hanging obscenely down one leg.
Oh, dear.
I looked in the mirror, I thought, it was like wrong trousers. It was like, literally, I borrowed...
Pitch them up higher.
No, I looked, it sort of flattened my bum. I'm not kidding. They looked... awful. Right. And they were fully lined.
Oh, my
God. I'm disappointed because I was really hoping you were going to say, and the revelation is, they're brilliant.
No, they're not.
But they're not.
No, didn't suit me because I've got quite a generous thigh, as you know.
Sure. And
all those squats.
I was wearing them around the house for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly found I was getting really irritable because my legs were getting so hot.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yes.
And because of the tightness or the lining?
Just the lining.
Right.
This sort of lining. In it. It's like, I don't know, it's polythene sheeting or something. There's heat in there. And honestly, Gav, they sort of gripped my groin quite a weird way. Yeah. And
unpleasantly,
I was like, before
yeah.
I knew I was having an argument in these trousers.
You were getting hot under the belt.
I was taken over by a sort of chauvinist who reads the mail.
And you became Clive Buchanan.
Yes, yeah, I literally became like Clive Buchanan.
Right.
No, it's no good.
Because you're sitting around on your arse all day doing nothing. Stuff like that.
You started saying things.
Why is this place still untidy?
Right. I wanted shipshape.
I'm going to the golf club to talk some sense, to talk to some like-minded people about Brexit.
Yes.
Anyway, today we welcome Peter Christian, Gentleman's Outfitters. Gentleman, what about that?
Go on.
Angryman.
Right.
Angryman's Outfitters. And they, well, and then the Times, yeah? A new trouser. Do you know what it's called?
What?
The Gino.
No.
I sh- you not. There.
The gene, literally
the
spelled
G-E-A-N-O.
Gene with an O. The right. Gino. Imagine when they came up with that. Sorry.
Is that an Australian, do you think, that made that up?
They are revolting.
What
are
they?
Not?
They don't.
Oh, my God. Look at the colour choices.
So is it? I can't work out where to start. It doesn't look like a gene or a chino.
No, it doesn't.
They're either in Nantucket or ocean. I don't know what ocean is that colour. I don't know what ocean is that colour. Do not swim there.
Defo.
Because that is algae.
Yeah, it's more like spearmint. And pink.
That
greeny sea colour.
No, it's Nantucket red. But they're described in the spiel as fab trousers in gorgeous colours. delivered at the speed of light.
Oh, wow, that's
they're
quite
lying
the promise.
About that.
No, that means they slow down as they approach. This is my husband's go-to company. He wouldn't consider anywhere else. I bet he looked over her shoulder and went, bloody handwriting's a disgrace, Judith. Write it properly.
Yeah.
Do you want me to type that? A comfortable, lightweight combination of jeans and chinos that are cut in soft-touch cotton with a hint of spandex.
Oh. What?
Spandex?
Hello.
Spandex? That's 80s metal
That's
band.
80s sort
yeah,
of,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Iron Maiden, that is. Weird.
So that you could get a good lunge in them, I imagine.
I guess, yeah.
What do you mean a lunge? What sort of lunge?
Well, that's what you get, you know, it gives you some give in the material.
What are you lunging at?
Well, I don't know.
What do you envisage the wearer lunging at?
Apparently,
well, it could
that's
be fencing.
They need.
Could
yes.
be fencing in them.
Maybe they're yeah. golfing
no, they're
in them.
They're not a fencing trouser.
They could be a fencing
trouser.
No, you
can't
wear
a Gino. You couldn't wear a Gino on a golf course.
I tell you what, they're
it's
not.
It's far too casual.
They're definitely not an opera trouser, that's for sure.
No, they're not.
Definitely not.
No, they're not an opera trouser.
What?
Also, that's far too classy for this one. This is like, okay, yes, a blazer and a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Maybe,
that
yes.
That would suit that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Our Ginos look great, feel great, and are so comfortable and easy to wear.
Wonderful.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
John, just a second note. I understand the premise of the cheese salad. I just need to know why it's called a cheese salad. Thanks again, Jack. No. Keep up.
It's been explained in a podcast, but I can't remember which number.
Yeah, I refer you to the podcast. Doesn't matter, he'll find it.
Yeah. There's a few hundred there.
Yeah, but if we could find out the podcast somehow, then we could just point people to podcasts and we can now go to our reference library. what are you two conferring?
Like
you're a sort of two-man team in University Challenge. Okay, here we go. A few weeks ago, I spotted the headline, "Nothing says I love you like a fish sent by a drone." And I saw reading it out, and I thought, wow, that's really got meter.
Yeah.
Nothing says I love you like a fish sent by a drone. So you started sending in the next line. Nothing says I love... Sorry, Sunta, unless you're busy, because I know that Big Size said don't bother the others unless they, if they're busy, if they seem to be busy. So that's one of the funniest things he's ever said. Go on.
Nothing says I love you like a fish sent by a drone, but if you want some chips with it, then get them on your own.
Lovely. Gav, what beautiful. Have you got?
Nothing says I love you like a fish sent by a drone, except for when the fish is off and smells like acetone.
And someone else sent in, nothing says I love you like a fish sent by a drone, now mash it up with nougat for some fishy Toblerone, which is lovely. Today, there was a story about these new railway stations that are flat pack and they're inspired by IKEA furniture.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be built across the country to replace crumbling buildings.
Wow.
A modular system.
Oh, right. In that architectural vernacular.
In the vernacular of the modular system, which is always on Aussie grand designs. They intend to build a modular house by the beach in just 2 days.
That's right.
It'll come right in on budget. Everything will come in on time. There'll be no planning permission. It'll be made in a large aircraft hangar.
That's right. All made of steel and left to rust naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely right.
In a hot dust bowl that no one else is trying to build in.
No, so it's generally a fantastic scene. Now, you just think, what is lurking in
what
that tree line?
What those
kind
bushes,
of critters? Yeah. I mean, I get home and I find some insects sometimes, but Christ, what you find. Literally that middle of nowhere in Darwin. Okay, guys, the headline is flat pack stations coming down the line.
Yeah.
I saw it in the Times today. Flat pack stations coming down the line. I've got flat pack stations coming down the line. Expectations dumbing down is fine.
Very nice.
Right, which is okay. So 83936, please get your efforts in. Have either of you got an effort?
I've got one, yeah.
I didn't want to bother you, Sunty, because Big Si said you might be busy today.
Flat pack stations coming down the line. Witch's potions sending me a sign.
Nice, nice, nice. Try and fill it with a bit more cadence.
Okay.
You notice mine was cadence heavy.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I did repeat the down, admittedly, but yes. So, flat back stations coming down the line, 83936, or tweet at Radio X to rhyme the headline. The more cadence we get in there, the better. I really mean that. I really, really mean it. The more you can, yeah. What you got? Sorry.
For an explanation on what a cheese salad is, you want to check out podcast 83.
Ooh.
I refer you to podcast 83, nice. Jack. I refer you to podcast
carry
80.
On.
Someone else says podcast 9. Simon Littlehampton refers you to that. So 83 and 9. And I think this one... Simon Littlehampton, who's rapidly becoming our archivist.
He's the curator.
Simon, you're on the job as the archivist. You haven't always got to rephrase everything, Gav. Like an archivist goes, curator.
I don't have to explain everything twice. Right.
It's like a sort of thesaurus.
It is. It's like a dictionary of meanings.
But no, Gav, they'll get muddled. They'll now start sending lots of other words in for that. Yeah. Thank you so much for your rhyming couplets. It's one of the few radio shows where you can just bust the line like that.
Oh, man.
Thank you for all your couplets. My favourite so far, and you can forget now sending any more that end with this, is flat pack stations coming down the line. Doesn't really matter because the trains won't be on time. Beautiful work. We've got more in a second.
X.
If you've got a goal to get fit, lose weight, gain lean muscle and need help, then visit Food Fit Online. That's food-fit.co.uk. They create a custom meal plan just for you. I did it. It was absolutely simple. The meals were tasty, totally different to the sort of boring chicken, rice and veg that I always associate with healthy meals. They really were. Straight away, I thought I was going to have to wave goodbye to things like red meat. I thought there's no nice lamb chops that I like to do with stacks of butter. But actually, you haven't. Instead, I get a lamb tagine with couscous. It tasted like someone had broken into my house, made a really healthy, tasty meal, put it in the fridge for me to discover. Fresh meals safely delivered to you with the freedom to cancel whenever you like. You won't, though, because it just keeps coming and you don't have to make any decisions about your food whatsoever. You got access to the Food Fit team. They answer any questions relating to your meals. Before you know it, that goal smashed. Plus, you spend less time cooking, less time shopping, and even when you're slobbing out in front of the television watching another box set, at least you're happy in the knowledge that you're eating right. Visit food-fit.co.uk and get 50% off your first order by using the code FOODFIT50. That's FOODFIT50. 50% off. Get into it. Get involved.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Thank you very much for playing along with our head rhymes. Head rhymes.
Nice. Yeah?
And really, I'd love to think of you, even if you're stuck in that most hated carchery. That's a car arterial road.
Yeah.
The Trafford Way.
Oh, man.
I like to think you're on the Trafford Way. You're stuck there. Yeah. And all that's going around your head is flat pack stations coming down the line. They're waiting for sunshine. You never know. Liam might even have sent one in. We just don't know. I don't know how good a lyricist he is. Mm. Anyway, flat pack stations coming down the line. Thank you so much for everyone who sent one in. Big up Teej, Woody and Bobby Sue. Uh-oh, Bobby. Flatback stations coming down the line. Let's go to IKEA on meatballs. We shall dine.
Very
Thank
strong.
You so much. Very strong, Tom in Essex. Next up, please.
Tom in Cheam says, flatback stations coming down the line with illegible instructions that make you want to whine.
That's Tom from Cheam. Yeah. Great effort, Tom. Yeah. Jonathan Templeton.
Flatpack stations coming down the line. Let's hope they've got a shelf bit with a machine thing where you can get those little bottles of wine.
I like the way that got chatty as well, which is, it reminds me, there was once a man from Japan, you know, the great limerick, which I always quite enjoy. Of course, you all know that one. Flatpack station coming down the line. Designed by Llewellyn Bowen, delivered by Jeremy Vine. Wow, you've really raided the Ein section of your rhyming dictionaries. Thank you very much, Damo Clitherer in Lancashire. Flatpack stations coming down the line. If the coach bolt isn't going in, lubricate with wine. That's John in Ryslip. Sunter, what you got?
Flatpack stations coming down the line. Self-assembly terminus available in pine.
Clap it in.
It's very strong. What you've done,
what
is.
We've seen there.
Ian.
That's good enough for an O. Flatpack stations coming down the line. Self-assembly terminus available in pine.
Very John Cooper Clarke.
It's up there with Cooper Clarke. It's a thing of beauty. What you got there, Gav?
Dave says, flatpack stations coming down the line still can't get you home in time to dine.
Nice. Okay, you ready for this? That's David Darnell. Thank you, David Darnell. This is good enough for Cooper Clarke. You ready?
Go on.
Flatpack stations coming down the line, furthering the omnipresent Swedish-based design.
Lovely.
Oh, wow. Get in there. That's that is Rick in Manchester. Great bit of work, Rick. What you got, Gav? Sorry, what you got, Dr. Templeton?
Plymouth Tim says, flatpack stations coming down the line. Forget about the extra bit. Everything is fine.
Forget about the extra bit. Everything is fine. Sorry, I've got the Cooper Clarke thing in my head. What you got, Gav?
Flatpack stations coming down the line. Refer them to the podcast. It'll save us all some time.
Because of course, earlier, podcast 9 and 81, you get a cheese salad there. Yeah, nice.
He's a friend
nice,
to the
nice.
Show, obviously.
Here's a, this is a friend to the show.
Go on.
Flatpack station coming down the line. Glenn's completely baffled, but the players themselves are fine. Hey! Glenn's completely baffled. I like the, but the players themselves are fine. Thank you very much indeed, Glenn Hoddle, for that. Glenn sending that in. Beautiful bit of work, Glenn. Yeah. What you got?
Keith in Essex says, flatpack stations coming down the line. Something, something, something. I like to drink red wine.
Thank you. I made us laugh more than any of the others. It's just something, something, something. I like to drink red wine. And then obviously someone just thought, I'll send that.
Something, something, something.
Couple of glasses of wine. Yeah. Sunter, penultimately.
Flatpack stations coming down the line. Does it have a dunny in it? If not, back to mine.
There we go.
Very practical.
Thank you very much. That's PK. This is a goodie. This is the last one. Flatpack stations coming down the line. Structural engineers are feeling undermined.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
A union emotion
flatpack
there.
Flatpack stations coming down the line. TJ bumping iron and looking mighty fine. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. And they keep on coming.
Wow.
There's even someone going with a woodbine in one, just really, really scraping the bottom of the old. Yeah, I love it, though.
Radio X.
Prince Harry has urged travellers, stop using so many towels.
What?
He's just pathetic. He's pathetic.
I love towels.
stop using so many, all right?
Okay.
Because him and his missus aren't known for excess.
Right, yes. Hello? Yes.
And boy, I bet they live in a house that's perfectly just well-sized just for them and no more.
And he only uses one towel all week.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes. Don't do what I do. Do what I say.
Sure.
Yeah? That's why I flew to New Zealand. Oh, no, he didn't. Sorry. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X, telling you never use too many towels. Sons?
Yeah.
How many towels do you use a day?
One.
Right. That's too many.
Many.
You should share.
Yeah.
Gav, how many towels?
I like to have like a hotel arrangement. I have about 8 all lined and rolled up, ready
mind
for
you,
my use.
I'm at a hotel. I do go, you just put
take
one
the
lock.
Yeah, yeah. Turn yourself into a mummy.
No, you have that one. That's ridiculous. Put one on the bed to line up.
I have one on my head. I don't even have hair.
Oh, no, you always do. I always make the turban. I always love that. Radio X. Did you hear about the Metallica gig, Gav?
No.
It's just on their social media feed now.
Why? What happened?
It's a jackpot for us, mate. It's a jackpot for us.
Why?
Because a woman gave birth during... What's their big tune?
Enter Sandman,
yeah.
Yes.
It was the end of the night, and that was the big closer. And as she
She was giving birth as...
In Brazil.
There wasn't enough...
Eggs are late!
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
It was time to get to hospital, so she was still in the arena.
No, she wouldn't leave. No one leaves before...
It's the main tune. Yeah, yeah.
The only tune.
Leave before Enter Sandman, that's true.
Exactly right. I mean, and that just shows you.
Wow.
Anyway, it's on her social media feed. The whole thing with the birth on it and everything. And
that's one of the most metal stories I've ever heard.
But Gav.
Go on.
Was she in Brazil?
No, she's in Brazil.
No, she's in school. I give birth here.
He's just relaxed to some heavy metal.
Tell Raul.
João.
João.
X. Car owners, do you want the good news or the good news? Well, the good news is that GoCompare have now refunded over £2.5 million under their free excess cover deal. The other good news is that GoCompare now offer a deal like that on home insurance. So whether you're after insurance or insurance, it's nothing but good news from GoCompare. Excess refunded after claim settled. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Fern Cotton
helps
people.
Right.
She can create massive balls of energy.
Of energy?
Yeah, not parties.
Okay, right.
Or footballs, beach balls. But the beach ball comes into it. She believes she found her gift because her Aunt Karen had a housing dilemma.
Right.
It's not time to find your spiritual gifts, but Fern has. Here I am, 19 years old, desperately wanted to help her in a situation I had little control over.
Right.
So she set about creating an energy ball, an unusual thing for a 19-year-old to think to do. But she'd read about it in one of the many spiritual books I was obsessed with at the time.
Right.
I had no idea about Fern and this whole thing.
I didn't know she could do this.
She's a witch! She's a witch!
Well, either that or she's a superhero.
No, she's a witch.
Yeah.
This is witchcraft.
It is, isn't it?
In the old days, you've had to keep this so quiet. Then it come for you. The mob.
Oh, definitely.
You've been pond, stool, bam. Does she float?
Oh, at the very least, the rest of her life in a nunnery.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, Gav, they'd have drowned her.
I know.
Or at the stake.
Sure. Unbelievable.
Fire would have been the last thing she saw, Gav. Fire. As soon as the outside, there'd have been peasants, like Hammer House of Horror.
With pitchforks.
Pitchforks just going, burn her! She's a witch! Do you know what the weird thing is, yeah?
Go on.
We'll never know the joy of being in a mob like that.
I just want to see.
We'll never know the joy of literally going there and there's nothing anyone can do. We know we've got a witch. We go, but she's a witch!
That's crazy. What a
scene. A tremendous amount of women were killed.
Thanks, so we're in that one.
It's reminding you.
Anyway, get this. Yeah, but no, they weren't women. They were witches. And you can't prove now they weren't. They were witches. They were guilty of witchcraft. And also at the time, Sunter, there was a hell of a lot of plague, disease. That's all vanished now. As surely as the witches did. Anyway, get this, right?
Go on.
So Fern, she puts her hands together. She puts her hands together a few inches apart.
Yeah.
She focuses the energy between her palms.
Uh-huh.
Watch it, because I might accidentally do a powerful
one. I know, I'm just wondering what's
going to happen. I'm slightly gifted as well. So she does that with the palms like that.
Yeah.
No, not they're not close, they're like that. Sorry, big size doing it.
Yeah.
And then she could feel a light buzzing in there. I'm getting exactly that now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, wait a second. And then she suddenly she does that for 20 minutes.
Right, to build up the energy
Christ
ball.
Alive.
Does the ball get bigger?
For a 19-year-old who had nothing...
time for that?
For a 19-year-old who had nothing better to do. I couldn't concentrate on anything for 20 minutes now. and I think listeners will back me up on that. Certainly, Sunta will. Although, now she's passed her... Yeah, sorry, you can finish now. It's fine.
Wait, I want to see the energy ball.
Here's
ball
my
he
point
makes.
Is that, yeah, Fern's got it. But what they should do a show, which is it should be... Fern's prize balls.
Right.
And what they do is...
How does it work?
Works like this. You go on there and, you know, you answer some questions. You earn a certain amount of money, cash, yeah?
Yeah.
And they say, you've won £20.
Yeah.
Do you want that £20 now or one of Fern's energy balls?
Ooh.
And there's the dilemma.
Ooh. There's the dilemma. And they go...
Right.
I'll
and they'll
have
go,
the
well, I'll have
ball,
the cash.
Please.
I'll have the cash. And then they go, all right then, a tenner.
Or, go, an energy, or an energy.
Or an energy. And they go, I'll still take the cash, please. I go, okay. £5. And they go, I'll still take the cash.
Okay, just the cash, please.
Do you want a fiver rather than one of Fern's energy balls? Yes. Yes, please. A quid.
I'll take the quid.
I'll take the quid, please.
Can you see the energy balls? Does it say in the...
No, Gav, but you can see cash.
In the end.
No, Gav, but money speaks all languages. Right, here we go. It's a very spiritual thing. The most spiritual thing you can have...
Right.
Well, one of the most spiritual things, when you get a feeling that a horse is going to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And it does.
Right.
And you bet a small amount. It's like a tenner or something. And suddenly, what are you thinking? I've got £100.
He's a witch!
He's a witch! Exactly right.
Ban him! Okay. Radio
X. A new calorie labelling rule has come into force, ladies and gentlemen. It's now a law to reveal the calorie count of food in restaurants and takeaways. In the takeaways and restaurants you enjoy on a regular basis. It's left some people quite shocked. It's also left a lot of restaurants out of pocket, but it costs about $35,000 to get your menu examined.
Wow. You're kidding.
No, it costs loads of money.
Oh, they have to come in and...
Oh, yeah, it's just another way. Now the government's just put the boot in on people who are just trying to keep their noses above the water.
Yeah, because restaurants aren't struggling, are they?
No, not at all. Now we want this. Yeah. And again, because it's something that there's no experts in Parliament. It's just something they can sort of say, like health and safety. Mm. I think everyone should wear a hat.
Yeah, it's like another layer of employment.
I want you to wear those glasses. It's now time to, ladies and gentlemen, play your carbs right. Okay, this week we're going into the heavyweight division because that's what it is.
Right.
I'm looking at the menu of Domino's Pizza.
Yep.
Right.
Do play this, incidentally, if you're in restaurants. It's really good while you're waiting for food.
Okay.
It's really good. I play the sides at the rotisserie in the Harrods Food Hall only the other night. With surprising results.
Oh, interesting fixture.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was waiting to get this new medallion engraved.
Lovely.
Okay, you ready for this? I've got the top 10 most calorific pizzas. You simply got to guess their order in the list by saying higher or lower. You know the form. Heads or tails, suds?
Tails, please.
And the winner is gets a dot. I'm going to give one of your Domino. I'm going to get Domino pizza.
Nice.
We always play. We play for what we play.
Yeah.
I pay for what you play for. I pay for what you play for.
Great.
Nice. Nice.
Hey?
Yeah?
I don't know where it comes from, so nice big side. It's not in the script. Okay. But this is. We're going to start with an original cheese and tomato. Right. 2,171 calories.
Wowzers.
Yeah. But do you think a farmhouse is... By that, I mean the pizza, not the building.
Yes. Right.
Although, it's probably nip and tuck.
It's neck and neck there,
wouldn't know by the calorie count, probably. But do you think the farmhouse is higher or lower calories?
I don't know it's on a farmhouse. Any ideas?
No idea.
Just the name. A farmhouse.
Higher.
The farmhouse is lower, I'm afraid, since but I sold it that way, didn't I?
Oh, my God.
See what I did?
Yeah.
Okay, we're still with the farmhouse.
Yeah.
But, Gav, do you think a veggie volcano is higher or lower than the farmhouse, which is on 2,072?
I'm going to go lower.
What, the veggie volcano?
Yeah.
You're wrong, and players with you again, Dr. Sunta Templeton,
in
what is turning into a fascinating tussle. It's like watching tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Huh! Ooh. Oh, no, no, no.
That's very good.
I've never done it before. I'm quite impressed myself. Yeah.
God.
I merely go, while going, oh, and it's good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's very good.
Mwah.
Don't practice at home, though. Your neighbours will get worried.
Okay, here we go. I'm rather pleased with that.
Yeah, it should be.
I'm really pleased. I'll just add that to the add that to the repertoire. Okay, Veggie Volcano.
Yep, how so, many is that?
That's 2,313. So that might be the one you have if you win this. We're on Veggie Volcano, but is the chicken feast more or less than the Veggie Volcano?
Well, it says feast, so I'm going to go more, higher.
No.
What? Oh. What? Oh. What?
Oh. Oh. I was trying to do man versus woman, but actually it sounded really obscene. I'm going to keep it as... either way. Right, what are we on? Chicken feast.
Yes.
Okay, chicken feast against meatball marinara. What do you think, Gav?
The marinara is more calories,
it certainly is, Gav. 2,486, Gav.
Oh, yeah, once you get the meat involved.
Oh, yeah. Right, we're with the meatball marinara. But do you think an Hawaiian is more or less than the meatball marinara?
Well, that's a tough one because it's ham and pineapple, isn't it? I'm going to go Hawaiian is lower.
Hawaiian is lower than the meatball marijuana.
What?
Marijuana. Right.
I have not seen that one.
No, I haven't either. Man. Right. We're on the Hawaiian. But do you think the cheeseburger, Gav, is more or less?
Oh. More. It's higher.
The cheeseburger is higher, yes. It's a pizza called a cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's going to be high.
Right, we're with the cheeseburger. Yep. But Gav, if I was looking on a Texas barbecue, is that more or less than the cheeseburger?
It shouldn't be more, but it is more because that sauce is all sugary, isn't it?
No, it's not, Gav.
Isn't
it's lower, no. So we go to Sunter, who might shut this game out, with Texas barbecue. I tend to go half and half with that and American hot. Not that anyone asks, but that is my pizza of choice there.
Good to know.
It's a good choice, yeah.
How many calories is the Texas barbecue?
2,309.
Right.
Wow.
The cheeseburger is 2,363. Okay, here we go. Is the pepperoni passion higher or lower than the Texas barbecue?
Higher.
It is higher.
Yes.
Okay, this is it, sons. This is to win it. Yeah? We're on Pepperoni Passion, which is 2,642, right?
Oh, yeah. Pepperoni.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of fat.
But.
There,
yeah. What's coming now?
Is the meat eater. Sorry. The meteor.
Oh, the meteor.
Is it higher or lower, the meteor?
Does it have all the meat on it? Is that the point?
It's the meteor. Spelled M-E-A-T.
Yeah, nice. I got that.
Yeah.
Higher, more.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Congratulations. You've won a Veggie Volcano. I'm picking up the bill. Commiserations. Gav looks really annoyed. Oh. I've never seen you look cheesed off.
I could have got that last question.
It wasn't until we got to Domino's that he got cheesed off.
I'll go half and half with you if you want.
I'm happy to eat.
No. Why are you being all nice?
Because it's not Wednesday.
To patronise him. I get it. Because you're patronising. Yeah. Nice.
She's done me. She's
anyway,
done
I'm, you and I'm sending it round for you and Kim. Liam. I don't know why they call him Kim.
Why is he called Kim?
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thang.
Radio X.
I'm Kath.
Yes.
Let's have a hero. Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero to lift us, inspire us. So the opposite of boredom.
Oh, yeah.
They really alleviate it.
Mm-hmm.
What else gets alleviated other than boredom? It's like the word alleviated was just invented.
Pressure is the only other thing, isn't it?
Yes, pressure. There's two things get alleviated. Pressure and boredom.
That's it.
Yeah, right, go on. Gav.
Okay, the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Dario Costa.
Tell me about Dario Costa.
He was born in May 1980 in Manchester. He's 41 years old. He grew up in Bologna, Italy. He learned to fly at high school. His first solo flight was at 16 years old in 1996. He worked as a postman, a gardener, and a swimming pool cleaner while he went through commercial pilot instructor and aerobatic flight instructor licenses. He became an instructor as he launched his own aerobatics career, becoming the first Italian to qualify for the Red Bull Air Race events.
Yeah.
Next followed a couple of firsts in aerobatics, usually as part of some kind of commercial ad or whatever, but he did A couple of stunts over Venice and the Namib Desert, but then he also upped the ante. He did the first ever barrel roll around a helicopter in flight. He also did the first ever barrel rolls around wingsuit skydivers. But last September, he was recognised by the Guinness Book of World Records.
Why, Gav?
For being the first pilot to ever fly through a road tunnel. I'm showing Johnny a picture of this guy. What he did was he flew 1 metre off the ground through a road tunnel in Turkey. He had three and a half metres of space.
Gav's showing me the film now. And it really is just like a video game. It's quite
unbelievable.
Bizarre.
That second, he took off in the first tunnel. He actually took off in a tunnel, and then it's open, and then he takes on a 1.16 kilometre tunnel.
Well, Gav, this is what I...
a mountain.
This is what I can't work out.
Go on.
At Heathrow and all these arguments for tunnels. Mm. I mean, all these arguments for new, what are they called, runways.
Yeah.
Just stick it under the other one.
Underground runways.
You only need a runway to sort of... The only time it needs to be overground is when you actually lift off. Otherwise, you don't need one.
Good point. Well,
You need one, isn't it?
Mr. Costa broke 4 records in 1 record. It was the first flight through a tunnel. It was the longest flight under a solid obstacle at 1.1 kilometres. It was also the first flight through 2 tunnels because he actually took off in a tunnel.
Yeah.
And it was the first ever takeoff in a tunnel.
Do you know what the funny thing is, though?
Yeah.
There's something about Red Bull that just makes everything... As soon as you see their label on anything,
yeah,
it just makes it somehow sort of boring. No, I don't know. It just does. It sort of...
Well, I'm
suddenly
kind of with
seems
you.
A bit contrived.
I'm kind of with you because it's also commercialised
and
everything.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But this is mind-blowing. The footage of him flying through a kilometre-long tunnel is amazing.
For me, everything they do, it's just a bit sort of, it's Red Bull, it's like Monster. Energy drinks, it's brilliant. It's just something about it that makes it, bore off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, even when they're diving off like cliffs that are sort of Everest high.
But at
it's
least
like you just got to see the Red Bull thing, you think, yeah, go on, Red Bull, yeah.
But at least for this new record, let's salute Dario Costa.
Dario Costa, join me on 4 till sub. Thang, we salute you. So those cars with the big cans on the back.
I know.
Radio X.
Car makers are now raiding washing machines.
Why?
I read this in The Economist, weirdly.
Sure.
Car make... What?
Are these like ram raids, or are they just... How are they getting hold of the...
No,
the washing
car
machine.
Makers are now buying new washing machines.
Oh, right.
So they can harvest their computer parts to beat a global microchip shortage.
Good God.
Really?
They're buying washing machines.
Is it the same microchip in your car as in your washing machine?
Yeah, exactly.
It must be.
Same thing.
It must
but I'm just worried because a lot of Earth's economy depends on car manufacturers really keeping that going. It really is like a...
Yeah, never slow it down.
And petrol and fuel. And this is why there's the resistance to change. But let me tell you something. Once we start getting the washing machine thing there, I mean, you forget, Miele.
Yeah.
They used to make the motors for torpedoes?
Oh, I'm sure they did, yeah.
I'm just worried that in the future, the car of the future will just sit there and have exactly the same control panel.
As a washing machine.
Right. When you're overtaking someone, you just quickly go to the spin cycle.
Yes.
You just jack it up to spin only.
Do you think you'll be able to your washing in your car?
Well, this is my next thing, Gav.
Sorry,
we'll come
go
to
on.
That in a second. But
yeah.
Nice to preempt. No, but Gav, the varying speeds there.
I like it.
You got about a 2.5 hour journey. That's a decent white at 40.
It is, yeah.
Off you go.
And you can set the temperature.
Yes.
Depending on the weather.
Just nicely. And also, Gav. No, but also, you know that weird thing washing machines do? It just sort of goes.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
Because it's either, it should be going flat out or just...
I think it's when it's draining the water out.
No, I think it's actually washing it by tumbling. It's going...
It's doing like a slow roll.
I don't know, but that's good.
Is it going back and forth?
But very good for like country roads.
Right.
Yes.
Just going through, just moving you along in traffic.
Yeah, I like it. Speed bumps, yeah.
Now we come to Woods' contention, which is that surely... If you've got the wheels going round, that could easily power a washing machine in your boot.
Absolutely right. Definitely.
You're on a nice, a 2.5 hour journey, say driving from, say, London to Leicester. You know, that's just a decent, you look how much washing you get in your boot.
Absolutely.
And it's
right.
just going, it's just inside, it's a big drum just
yeah,
going
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got a nice lid to put down there, top loader.
You don't even need another motor, you just take the drive off the wheels. It'd be
yes.
perfect off the engine.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, no, I think it would just power at the same time. Mm. It's not going to take, it's like a sort of dynamo effect.
I love it. You've got to do a quick whites, just yes. pop out to the shops and back.
Then you've got a tumble dryer up front with the engine, where there's no engine, because it's just a wash machine engine. So you've got a bit of heat up there.
Yes.
You just take it from the boot, you just dump it in the under the bonnet.
I love it.
You got everything drying by the time you go there, it's all nice.
Or even a roof rack.
Right.
Right, to dry it.
Yes.
Quick whiz round the block.
Well, all your
it's really
well,
dry.
All your clothes streaming
nice.
Off a roof.
Yes.
Fast, really high.
Really high.
Like those motorboat aerials you
yeah.
see.
But also you're going fast enough, it's just flowing behind yeah. the car for like, so literally.
And you've got to keep going fast, otherwise it touches the ground behind you.
And also you put your washing in on that line. And then suddenly you just open the boot and it just all flies out the back, sort of Bond style.
Plus, overtake Gav, him, he's doing a white.
Plus, Gav. Yeah, right. He's been there for eight. No, don't. He's doing a gentle wash.
That's right.
You've already got woolens in there. Also, Gav.
Yeah.
You think about it, yeah? You got a pair of trousers, you're getting those under the wheels, that's the ironing done.
Oh my God.
Seriously, have you got one like wheel that's sort of
yes.
configured, it's a bit shinier.
Right, right.
Right.
That works really well.
Or it just rolls through the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
or even
rollers.
The reclinable seat could be like yeah. a trouser press.
Yeah.
That would work really nicely.
Work really nicely. So that's that sorted. Trouble is though, you go, oh God, no, I've got to get my trousers cleaned tomorrow. I'm gonna have to go for a quick drive around the M. About round the 25. Get that.
This is Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Martin in the Radio X office. He's had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. This inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap. He needs a brand new one. But he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap. Been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
Daniel McPherson there with his version of the Martin Hot Tap theme. Sorry, Daniel McPherson. If you want to have a go at singing the theme, send your efforts to johnny@radiox.co.uk. That was brilliant.
Was
awesome.
So
what's
good.
Amazing is when I was a kid, yeah, that'd be a support band.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not kidding. That,
quite a good experimental
had,
sound, yeah.
He had the spirit of punk
did,
right
yeah.
there.
Definitely.
And that was punk. Let's listen again. Let's go again. Sorry, little side, to put you out.
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one. But he can't be asked to get it done. Martin's hot tap, been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong?
That's great.
I love the growl at the end.
I love the little drum fill as well.
I do,
yeah.
The
pretty
drum
quick.
Fill's really good. But in that, but wait, what ain't you kink fixed? It should be swearing there. In the punk days,
yeah,
though,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. As the song says, we are after all those things you can't be asked to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT. Hashtag CBA. That's can't be asked. Today, we've got a wedge special. I was once on a film set with a famous Spanish film director when I used to do a movie show. And he always holds a wedge. He's a household name, this guy. And I said, why have you always got holding that wedge? He goes, yeah. Because this is where it started. This is the ascent of man. Starts with
a wedge.
A wedge is the first tool.
Before the wheel, before the knife.
A wedge.
Yeah, yeah. It would
a wedge
been, yeah.
is a cutting thing,
sure.
a scraping thing.
Mm. Beer tables get levelled by them.
Exactly.
Yep.
Right, let's move on. Like I say, the song says we're after all those things you can't be asked to fix. It's a wedge special. Sunta, what have you got?
This is from George in Wigan. They say, I recently purchased a brand new car that comes with a 3-year warranty. After a few weeks, I noticed there was a small rattling noise coming from the glove box. I couldn't be asked to call the dealership and have them fix the problem. So instead, I've trapped 3 folded face masks into it to create a tighter seal. Now, if I open the glove box, I have to reposition them, so I avoid using it. But the rattling has stopped.
Oh, man, the rattle. The rattle that taunts and teases. Gav, what have you got?
It drives you mad, doesn't it? The rattle.
Just
anyway,
rattling.
Yeah.
Go on, Gav.
James in Worthing says, 5 years ago, we moved into our house and the bedroom door would never shut. It kept on slowly opening.
Oh, man.
It drives you mad,
crazy.
Yeah. So instead of fixing the door, I simply wrapped my dressing gown belt around the handle on both sides so that when you shut the door, the belt would squeeze between door frame and door and secure the door shut.
Genius.
5 years, and I still have it in place.
Nice, beautiful.
Beautiful work.
John, I've got at the moment, I've got, you know those taps I was telling you about? You know the taps that you just put down, and then they're meant to just go, chick, they pop up.
Right.
They
oh,
never
the plug,
do,
you mean?
They never do. The plug, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It just pops up.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, in this one, which is chrome finished, luckily, years ago, when I was doing, I wanted to try animating, but I decided to cheat and just use magnets underneath the page to move things around.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working on an animation project.
Sure.
And so I've got some really powerful magician's magnets.
Right.
So now I just keep one by the sink and I can pop it down. If it doesn't come up, I've just got a magnet
to lift it.
Just pulls it up.
That's awesome.
Because it's just, I can't be arsed with the popping thing. Right, this is Chris in Cornwall in our Wedge special. So far it's going well. Instead, my bedroom door is driving me crazy because if you open the window at all, it now just goes...
Oh, that drives me nuts.
But also, because there's no pattern or rhythm, is there?
Right,
it's
no.
Just ding, ding, ding,
it's random,
ding,
yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, I'm not, I don't need to imitate a random pattern. You get the idea. I didn't need to bring that to life. I will now perform the dance of the random door bang. Boom. 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 Boom.
Great. This is great radio. Yeah,
thanks. That was, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
You're too kind. That was the dance of the random door bang. I'd like to take you guys back to Christmas Day 1997, says Chris in Cornwall. Mm-hmm. At the time, we had not long moved to our new house and my mum had got the oven that she always wanted, a big twin oven, grill at the top, grill door open downwards, much like an aeroplane seat table. Mm. Ah, I know the ones.
Yeah.
My old dad, who's feeling rather crispy, which we love, the language of the show, he came into the kitchen and stumbled over the dog onto the grill door, folding it downwards against its hinges. The door would never close properly again. That was until my dad discovered if he wedged the handle of a wooden spoon between the grill door and the body of the oven, it would stay shut. But the spoon would stick out. So Dad took a saw to the problem, cutting off a piece about 1 inch in length and screwing it to the grill door.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Needless to say, my mum was less than thrilled. It was replaced once in about 2008, stayed that way till about 2012 when the oven finally packed up. I think my dad still has the rest of the wooden spoon in his cutlery drawer.
Oh, my God.
All tool covered.
X. If you're only investing for the big wins, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Alabama man is charged with illegally owning a pet attack squirrel.
Oh my God.
Called D's. No, he called D's nuts.
Yes, he did.
And he fed it on meth. Roll Tide.
Oh my God. Is that legal?
An Alabama man, he gained widespread notoriety. He was being accused of feeding methamphetamine to what authorities call his attack squirrel.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what? You can be charged in Alabama with criminal mischief.
Right.
With just mischief.
Really?
Yeah, there's a charge.
Just for being mischievous?
Yeah, the guy who poisoned Auburn's trees, the Bama fan, who poisoned with skunk DM40, the weed killer.
Right.
They're not dead now. In 2 years, you're going to die. 2 years, you're going to be dead. He's the guy who said, I got too much Bama in me in his trial.
He just couldn't help it.
He said, I've got too much Bama in me.
That was his defense.
That was his defense, yeah.
Amazing.
That was what he said. If you got anything to say, imagine that. I got too much Bama in me. I'll tell you now. Anyway, he's been charged with a state wildlife offense, not criminal mischief.
Right.
Imagine being charged several times with criminal mischief. Court records indicate Mickey Joel Polk has been hit with a count of illegal possession of wildlife. Polk has not denied having a pet squirrel he named D's Nuts, which is illegal under state law. But I think down south you're only meant to eat them.
Right.
He's denied police allegations that he fed meth to the squirrel to make it more aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Animal control officials were unable to test the squirrel for meth consumption because of safety concerns.
Wow. Mm.
They couldn't get near it. D's Nuts just go crazy. And it's hard. Also, hard to hit with a dart or anything like that.
Mm. Right.
Hello?
So apparently D's Nuts were successfully released back into the wild by animal control, and now he is apparently the daddy of the forest.
Yes.
He's running the show, they say.
Yeah. You imagine all the other animals there thinking, if they all get a habit, right. Or he starts dealing.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, you got a whole forest of, like, meth squirrels.
He's lifting weights stuff to intimidate them.
Yes. People are getting quite hench.
In the exercise yard.
On
the
yard.
Forest.
Yeah, right. Loads of you suggesting animals you'd like to get into that sort of state. Although it seems... And we're not saying these are animals you'd like to give methamphetamine to.
No, of course not.
Someone's saying Kung Fu Killer Gerbil. I've been bitten by a gerbil.
Yeah, I'd say they're already pretty
vicious.
They
really are.
They lead with the teeth.
And I remember my friend Jono, who owned the gerbil,
yeah.
When I was stroking it, he went, he'll nip you.
Yeah.
And I was going, no, he won't. This was Sebastian.
Right.
The gerbil.
Yes. I remember this.
Yeah, this gerbil was called Sebastian.
Aww.
And little, honestly, if I could go back, I'm not kidding.
Would you have taken revenge?
Don't say any more.
No, he did die in suspicious circumstances.
Nothing to do with
Sebastian.
No, there was a serial killer at the school. I was killing bats.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. People were bringing them in.
Dark.
It wasn't good. It was really dark.
Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know who it was. I'm telling you now, it wasn't me. But because Sebastian had nipped me, I was.
You had a cloud of suspicion about me.
For a while, I was in the frame. guinea pig with a grudge, says Big Jones in Wakefield.
Yeah.
Imagine a fly that could fly like a bullet, but harder and faster.
Brilliant.
A bullet fly.
That is genius.
That's genius.
That is genius.
Don't, because honestly, they're developing weapons like this.
Although harmlessly
buzzes around, then suddenly...
I would say that's not like in the small and furry category.
No, it's not.
Really,
a little furry, nice little sweet fly.
There's probably a furry fly somewhere since there's millions of them.
Killer chinchillas, says Dan in Basingstoke. Do you know what? Chinchillas have really gone off my shopping list. For a while, I wanted them when I thought they had the densest fur in the animal kingdom.
Mm.
But now I found out that Arctic river otters do. They're off.
Yeah,
you're off.
You've gone off.
There's just no point. There's no point.
Killer otter.
It's
quite nice. I quite like
because also they look so cute.
If you talk
really
to a fisherman,
you can get in close. Yeah, I'd like some attack kittens, but obviously you'd need a few to be useful.
You'd stunt them somehow genetically so they never grow up.
That's right.
They're always kittens.
Keep them really cute, like Sunter says, so they can get your confidence.
But also a really good
who can resist
a little kitten? Rich of Essex has hit us with an attack macaque.
That's a very nice idea, yeah.
I'd love it if that did happen and everyone in the tent went, macaque attack!
Yeah, well, one of them took out the King of Greece, you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The King of Greece was killed by a macaque.
That's right, yeah.
So that's not a... That's half the rich. That's a thing.
Be careful.
Do you think he shouted? Hey, macaque attack. Hey, for been attacking my macaque. For to... Yeah, he died of blood poisoning, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Yeah.
So no joke there.
No.
Right, here we go. We've got Red Panda, Ultimate Death Machine. That's Scott in Manchester.
Sounds
Thank you
good,
very
yeah.
much for that. What you got there, Gav?
Stephen Luton wants to introduce his nunchuck sloth.
Really good. That's really good. Someone else just wants to breed me. It's my favourite text. It's not particularly imaginative. It's my favourite texting.
Yeah.
Is what would you most like to have as miniature pets? I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And, I remember,
And one morning... when I was doing a breakfast show on radio, I'd been to an awards the night before, and we used to start like whatever. So you start at like 6 a.m. So I think I was still a little bit, you know, perhaps I shouldn't have been on air.
I see.
Sure.
Yeah. So I said, so I put out the text. What? And it's not. It would be funny enough. It'd be right for this audience.
Yeah. Go on. But at the
that's
time,
that's you. But at the time, I said, what if you could have any miniature animals living in your head? What would it be?
Wow.
Yeah.
On top of your head.
Right.
And I got a text straight in on my phone.
Yeah.
From the person in charge of the station at the time said, this is going no further.
It's a good setup for the day's work.
Just rein it in.
Radio X.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Adele.
Mm.
Yeah. She has just spent $58 million on her new home.
Right.
In L.A., the City of Angels.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in Beverly Park, a celebrity-filled enclave this year.
Mm.
And that's where she's bought it. She's posted pictures on Instagram. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. Wealth's not vulgar anymore.
No.
It's not. You can show off things and tell everyone how much everything's worth. That is no longer vulgar in Britain.
All fine,
when I was a kid, it was. No one ever spoke about money.
Sure.
No.
But it's been a flip.
Yeah.
In Britain now, what is vulgar is knowledge. No, it is. I think it's like talking about how you read this
book. You're right. No, you're right.
You read a book and people look at it like it's quite vulgar. People are like embarrassed about it. I mean, I've read like one book.
Yeah.
Literally, I never read, ever.
Do you think
and
it'll get...
go, that's brilliant, mate. Yeah. That's great. That's why I love you.
Do you think it'll get to the point where people just literally post pictures of their bank balance?
Yes. No, Gav, it will do, yes. And maybe them burning books.
Right, yeah.
This is me. The only thing I've ever read is my bank balance, life. But I don't even do it before I burn it. Yeah. Oh, no. That's wrong. Anyway, so... the couple, who have been together for a year, this is Adele and her man, they were shared a kiss, and they joked around in McDonald's on the thing.
Right.
They've been together for a year. They're also pictured sharing a kiss inside a dressing room, joking around at McDonald's, because you need a bit of balance, don't you?
Of course, yeah. Of course
so
you
I tell
do.
You, so if you've got 58 million quid, I don't want you in McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah? People like me don't want you there. Yeah, slumming it. With the hoi polloi. We don't need you.
Slowing the queue down.
Yeah, right. We don't need you down there. Make yourselves feel better. Like, yeah, but I still go to McDonald's. I'll keep you real. No, you don't. You get out of McDonald's, you sod off. I'm kidding. Anyway, it used to belong to Stallone.
It was his house before?
It was Stallone's house, yeah.
Ah.
And I was suddenly thinking, firstly, it'd be a great film. Stallone alone.
Mm.
If Adele is alone there.
Right.
With her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And Stallone... must be a bit punchy. He's taken a few hits.
Sure.
Had a few beers.
Uh-huh.
And he comes back and he's forgotten it's not his house.
Only
and
thinks
suddenly
they've
he's thinking,
moved
what's
in,
his,
yeah.
Who's this couple?
Squatters, yeah.
Whoa. Go, whoa.
Get your ugly keisters off my property.
Go, whoa.
Please say Adele like Adrian.
Adele! Adele! And I just think that's a film, yeah?
That is a film.
That's a film.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now, and you'll get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. Good Lord. And if you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you.